This is Dr. Saber Jusringa, upper gastric colonoscopy report patient Jessica Polizzi. Indication of procedure was history of complaint of abdominal pain, right to procordial pain, and personal history of colon disease. This is a cervical colonoscopy. She's been with colon disease for more than 20 years. She's on Humira, well controlled and remission. Tradition, her date of birth is 4.99 1 3 sugar max 2 and a third doctor Raj Krishna Bishop Lotus 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 Bishop लुकेर पारेर प्रेजेन्ट चार्ज भयो वास्तव प्रेजेन्ट कार्य गर्छ लुकेर पिसको स्ट्रेट बजेन्छ नमजिला उसको प्रेशर पेशेंट ऑन कॉम्प्लिकेशन पेशेंट सी वाइज के वाइज एनी पर विक्टिम सी फॉर द रिकवरी मार्केट सी माय फ्रेंड कॉल पर ट्राई ट्राई कॉल पर फैश दिस इज गोना फीचर टेल मी इली वाज इंटरव्यू टेल मी हियर वाज सी गॉट नॉट द फीचर माल इली आई जस्ट नो द बैक टू टेक हिम फॉर हिज लाइक डायग्नोसिस कमिंग बैक टू द सीकम rest of the colon, the cecum, right colon, left colon, trans colon, and descending colon, sigmoid colon, all appear to be normal. But I did random biopsy from the right colon, trans colon, and left colon, sent separate jars. The biopsy from the rectum was sent separate jar also. The rectum was also unremarkable. Regular fracture then did not seem to have a hemorrhage. Complication. Finding number one, question of sulcus, normal zila, and number two, multiple gastritis. Biopsy from the required. Number three, question of the examination duodenum, except duodenal mass noted at the bulb area, which is very suspicious of this, the hypertrophied Brunner's gland versus pancreatic crest versus neoplastic changes. It was not ulcerated, but the biopsy is like diagnosis. Number four, colonoscopy of cecum and tummy ileum. Number five, adequate prep. Number six, mild ileitis, tummy ileitis, not to consider the Crohn's disease. Number seven, the colon and the rectum. Two of the colon and rectum, they all come out unremarkable, known as any colitis or proctitis. For the random biopsy, we're taking separate jars from the different segment of the colon. And then find no evidence in coherent recommendation. Away for the stomach biopsy, goes for helicobacter pylori radiotherapy. Number two, away for the polypoid biopsy, or duodenal bulbar polypoid biopsy. Even if some benign, I would still have to have refer the patient for upper endoscopic ultrasound with possible EMR/ESD with Dr. Shyam Varadarajalu, VARADAR. UJULU at Orlando Health or MC at CARE, CARE, all capital. For further evaluation, otherwise, away from the biopsy term, ileum and the colon, random biopsy were awaited, continue the Humira. Patient has history of arthropathy, I recommend they should have a rheumatology consultation to rule out the patient may underlying ankylosing and spondylitis. Because colon and also ankylosing spondylitis, the spondylitis can help in concurrence. Can have it together. If the patient continues, since upper nasal cannot experience abdominal pain, recommend to have a CT enterogram. CT enterography. Enterography for as a follow-up with Crohn's disease, and also to see the knee intra-abdominal pelvic pathology contributing to abdominal pain. H2 blocks as proton pump inhibitors could be given depending on the evaluation of the endoscopic ultrasound and the pathology of the duodenal polypoid mass after ESD/EMR. Then we do further recommendations for that concern and we'll follow with Dr. Varadarajalu's recommendation. Patient tolerance and complication, annotation, follow-up and use annotation. Please send the copy to patient primary care provider, primary care provider, and copy Dr. Fatim Sani. They have received as September 26th to 22nd. They have received September 26th to 22nd. Patient tolerance. Thanks.